USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The America First Policy Institute on Monday joined the growing number of groups and individuals backing the Cuban people, protesting the communist government there. Retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, co-chairman of the Institute Center for American Security, says, "We share a common dream of protecting basic liberties." End quote. The Food and Drug Administration on Monday added a warning to the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, saying the shot can lead to an increased risk of a rare neurological condition. The chance of developing Guillain-Barré syndrome is very low. It was reported Monday the Trump Organization has removed Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg from leadership positions in its subsidiary firms following the indictment on tax-related charges. Mr. Weisselberg will remain at the Trump Organization. This includes staying on as CFO, according to the Wall Street Journal. We are USA Radio News.
Ashley Quintana is the public policy manager at Facebook, and she is here with us to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. Ashley, can you share with us this unique program that started in California?
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
As of right now, where does this endeavor originate from?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, thank you so much for all this great information and this great service you're providing. Could you please tell us where we could go for more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.